Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
We have these extensive production meetings. Some of them start out, it's dark, 5 a.m. And what it all comes down to is you never know what's going to strike that nerve to where people feel like, wow, this is inclusive. Yeah, I feel that same way. Or no, I don't. Boy, you just woke up Moby Dick and Big Tony. He's on your wavelength. He thinks like you think, didn't? I don't know. Are you embarrassed or excited?
I mean, he thinks like I think to a sense. Our conversation is because of this Arizona Cardinals candy burrito thing. And I made a comment in our last segment. If you're over the age of 12, you should not be eating cotton candy. Just is what it is. It's for children. And then Big Tony sent you a picture of ranch cotton candy that is available for purchase. I don't remember where he said that could be purchased, but he said ranch cotton candy is available for purchase. If you buy ranch cotton candy, you need to go to prison. I mean, straight to the penitentiary, locked up for the foreseeable future. If you were to give me the option, Doc, of ranch cotton candy or going on hunger strike, I would lose 100 pounds because I'd be on hunger strike. The idea of ranch cotton candy makes me physically ill. I don't even know if I can continue the rest of the segment. That is disgusting. Mm-hmm. The worst combination of things combined into one. Why anybody thought of that? Straight to jail.
Dude, I'm with you. I'm with you. But again, you struck a nerve with Big Tony. Now, I don't know whether you're proud of this or embarrassed, but still, I sent you what he, I mean, it's amazing how much he had on this instantly. Cotton candy. I'm trying to think now, when I was maybe under 10, I mean, it was good. And I'm not hating on cotton candy. At the time, you know, it's pretty cool. But I just think in recent years, I don't know, and Big Tony, I don't know, but people that cook a lot or eat a lot or have that girth thing going to them, I can't wait to hear what Baby Huey.
You said that girth thing?
Yeah, well, you know, I want to know what Baby Huey thinks about this, though. So I can't wait, because he's in for Hoffman today and for 4-7. He follows the rooster. So it'll be interesting. You know what? What do you think the rooster will think about this?
I think we
rooster's
might have
always
to have
on a health kick. Rooster, he gives you that appearance. He's selling health all the time.
Are we talking about the same rooster?
When have you seen rooster without a big bowl of salad?
The problem is, I also seen with a 2-liter of soda.
Right, exactly. You know what? And Rooster, he doesn't, and I've tried, but you have to be very gentle with people when you work with them. He still believes in diet soda. I thought we had cracked that code in the 80s.
Doc, I have great news.
Okay.
Ready to defend himself. And ranch cotton candy. Big Tony's on the line.
Oh, no. There go our ratings.
What's going on, Doc?
Hello, Big Tony. How are you? Steel of pride.
What's going on, Doc? What's going on, Doc Father? Well, look here, man. We was up in Massachusetts, right? And I went in this joint, Doc. And they had the damn ranch dressing cotton candy. And so my son was like, wait, look over there, Doc. They had habanero cotton candy, ghost pepper cotton candy, pickle flavor, just everything. And my son was like, we got to do it. I was like, damn. I said, all right, ain't no punk. I'm going to try it. So I asked the dude at the counter. I said, do people be buying this? He's like, man, they be buying it. I'm like, you lying. So then we go to this other store, Doc. They had the habanero, the ghost, and all that stuff in soda. I was like, what? And dude was like, yeah, people be buying it. So my son was like, don't be a punk. So we bought it. And he was like, Dad, look. And we go over, it's macaroni and cheese gummy bears. I sent you the pictures. Oh. It was like all these kinds of gummy bears, Doc. And he was like, I was like, oh, I know, don't be a punk. So we tried it. We bought them. It was only $6, so we had a rack of stuff. But yeah, on my weird combination, Doc, up College Park, we were drunk one night. We had SpaghettiOs, hot dogs, Spam, and when we cooked it, we threw Cap'n Crunch into the bucket. And I mean, when you're drunk, that was good as a mug.
hold up, Big Toe. Hold up. Since you did try all the flavors, like, I'm not against if you're getting all these things and then trying them, I'm with it. What was the best of the weird things that you tried in Massachusetts?
The nastiest was the pickle. I mean, I got those from my sister because they pickle freaks. The nastiest was the pickle. Ain't gonna lie to you. The ghost and the habanero, once it got down in you after the first bite and the shock and the smoke came out your ears and your eyes was crying, you was good. but I'm used to that kind of stuff anyway, so I was good. But I can't be eating cotton candy. Nah, like you said, anybody over 12, Slim, you can forget that. That's straight diabetes right there, boy. Y'all have a good one, man.
All right, Big Tony. Man, another good call from Anthony. I don't know, man. He's having a good year. Because we haven't had to hang up on him all year.
Have you been to the M&M store in Times Square? Because you're an M&M guy. You're an M&M freak.
I'm a former M&M with peanuts addict. I'm a recovering M&M's with peanuts addict.
Can you walk into that store without heavily relapsing?
Yeah, I can walk into it. You can pour them all around me and I won't touch them.
So we walked in there. I was up there with my parents and my brother probably like 4 years ago. Very similar to what Big Tony just said.
Mm-hmm.
Where we walk in, they have this wall of all of these different M&M flavors.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad grabs a bag and he puts some of every single flavor in a bag. It's like, you know, $7 a pound or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It's probably like 2 pounds of M&Ms. Buys them. We walk out. We're back at the hotel. And he takes the bag, and he basically challenges us. He challenges me, my brother, and my mom. My mom and my brother kind of punked out. He shakes the bag up, and he says, just go in there and pick one. And you're just blind tasting M&Ms. But here's the thing, Doc. They had a bunch of weird flavors in there. I'd never had a jalapeno M&M before. There was jalapeno M&M in there.
Oh, yeah, I'm not into that. That would have ruined the rest of my whole evening.
But here's the thing. I wasn't afraid of the jalapeno M&M. I mean, it's a unique flavor. I'd never had it before. I'm not afraid of that.
Mm-hmm.
I hate mint chocolate, like with a passion. I cannot do mint chocolate. I must have bad experiences with it. So yeah, I'm petrified that I'm going to get a mint chocolate one, and I end up grabbing basically handfuls of these jalapeno M&Ms. It's not the weirdest food combo that I've had, but it's definitely up on the list.
You're right, because mint is chocolate and mint. You're either into it or not, but it's a different vibe. And I'm tasting these M&Ms because you struck a nerve with me. Because I've got to be in the million M&M club. Lifetime millionaire. Millionaire M&M's club. Got to be. But that's a lifetime deal, so that's not that hard. But it's they're so good. My fight was peanuts or plain. And for many years, plain was good. But plain had to be a little warm, heated in your pocket. Like, I don't like cold M&Ms. They've got to be, mine have been in your pocket for a minute. I can compete with the M&M with peanuts, but only if it's slightly heated. If it's just cold M&M, I'll pass. So you got into this whole now thing that we're scientifically breaking down these candy bars. And you didn't even mention Snickers.
It's one of my favorites.
Now there we agree. Now we're on the same. Now you and I now have now landed now in a safe space. Because that Snickers deal, whoever came up with the idea and the concept, genius. Genius. And you're bringing back all these moments. Because you got to remember, well, you already know, you're younger than I am, but some of our happiest moments are surrounded around eating candy. And all these different bars. Now that you got me back, and if we're smart, if you're over 50, you should be done with candy. You should try to get that completely off your agenda. And I'd rather have a nice glass of Cabernet. But in your youth, when you're burning and churning and burning, and you're running all day, you're a furnace because you're constantly lit, and you could do that. How about the Payday bar?
Not a lot of those in my generation.
You weren't a Payday guy. Oh yeah.
No, we did. Payday. Snickers, Payday Kit Kats.
Payday had a night. Kit Kat. Wow. But then you go into now the Reese's Peanut Cup, and a major player. A major player. What was it called? Reese's Pieces. That's more modern though. That went back in the Stone Ages.
Right.
When I was back. See, the one thing where I always tell my kids, I wouldn't trade with them for nothing in the world, even though they got all the technology. And they just had Nintendo, because they were early generation, you know, when the AOL had just started doing its thing. So they were at the tip of the spear in it. But how about the Nestle Crunch Bar? I see you not feeling that.
Do they still make those? Well, I used to like the Bunch of Crunch. You go to the movie theater, get like the small ones, and I could kill a box of those.
Oh, man. The minis? Are you kidding me? Man, them little miniatures. Whoever came up with that in the bag, and that's where Halloween came up. Again, why are you doing this? Now, we're trying to keep people here on Earth as long as possible. And now, you have struck this up, and now everybody's thinking about this, and you're going back to what was your go-to candy bar? And you said the weirdest food or food combo you've ever eaten. Man, there's the name of a candy. I cannot think of it. It's was it a rhubarb? You made me think about this because I'm thinking about, you know, when your parents made you dump the Halloween bag. Once trick-or-treat became dangerous, and became dangerous, I mean, hell, I was still trick-or-treating at that time. Maybe it was just a California thing where they were contaminating candy or putting razor blades in apples and all this stuff. This is real talk. This happened. So then as a parent, you would start investigating your kids' candy. You wouldn't let them just go get it, and you went through it to check everything out. And then you start looking at those bars of things that you really like, kid may not even like or know about. And that was a crazy period. And I'm starting to, there was a bar. And we mentioned the Payday. I know we're missing one of the biggest bars, one of the biggest things going at that time. And I can see it and cannot remember the name of it. But it'll come. It'll come. Maybe it'll come after the break. So we'll take a break. We'll exercise our brains a little bit more on that. You did this, didn't they? You started this, and a lot of Americans right now are going to gain a lot of weight because of you striking this thing up. And the dentist will thank you because a lot of people are going to have to go in now and get root canals, bridges, and the whole nine yards because of you. Just blame this on Denton Day. We'll be back.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
A lot of content that's not football related. And you know what? We're talking about candy. And rightfully so. Rightfully so. And Denton Day is a genius. It's you were able to take something. I said, really? And you got Big Tony's attention, which says a lot. Not always easy to do. And it started with a slap fight in the scrimmage. We're at that point now where the depth chart, we got to do something. We have to discuss it. We have to. Pardon me. And these guys now, they're at the phase of their life, they can basically eat anything. Were you an ice cream guy growing up? I don't think I've ever asked you that.
I'm an ice cream guy now.
Yeah, it's hard to beat ice cream. It's hard. I mean, it is hard. That is, whoever came up with that, I should know, but I don't know as much as I've consumed in my lifetime. But as a simple pleasure, it's hard to beat ice cream. But again, this generation, I think, got robbed because my group grew up with ice cream trucks that came through your neighborhood. I bet you didn't have that.
Ice cream trucks? Oh, we definitely had ice cream trucks.
You did?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Okay. Yeah.
Well, I didn't. We're from a different, we operated in different time zones.
Yeah, it was a lot cheaper than I'm sure the kids have it now. You're probably paying $6 for ice cream. We had, two quarters running down the street chasing after the guy.
Me paid $6. Dude, that truck was going down my street in the 60s. The ice cream man? Come on, man. That was... I don't even know if the ice cream man ever got robbed. Because, we do drive-bys and anything. When I say we, I mean the public, general public, population. But I don't remember the ice cream truck ever getting stuck up. Nobody ever did anything to the ice cream man. That song and what that song represented, and that your parents hated it. And they used to have these little thing called change purses. You don't know nothing about this. And you just your mom had the little rubber thing, and it just, you squeeze it. You can come up and get quarters and dimes and nickels. But you probably never even had change. You just probably all dollar bill family.
No, but, bags of pennies. What do you mean a dollar bill family?
Well, I'm just saying, for you had been cleared by Sheehan, that means that your background has got to be Ivy League. So it's got to be... You were approved by Sheehan. So all I'm saying, don't get offended that I don't associate you with pennies and nickels.
I was approved by him. I wasn't raised by him.
Well, that's true. You were approved by him, yeah. Now next you're going to tell me you had a piggy bank.
I did have a piggy bank.
Yeah, so did I.
But it was like Lap. A Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah. And Lap, what about you, man? Lap joins us right here on the Team 980 listener line. Lap, you have a piggy bank?
Hey, what's up? Piggy bank? Nah, my daughter had one when she was born 12 years ago. She had one. And my sister, when she was little, and that was a minute ago, about 30-something years ago. But I don't have no piggy bank, man. But they changed them, you know. They had the bottle ones. They looked like they were penny banks, but they looked like a bottle.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, so they had them, and you seen them like at baby showers and stuff like that. And ice cream trucks in D.C., man, you know, ain't nobody never really robbed the ice cream trucks where I grew up in the Southeast.
No, I don't think anybody ever robbed them. Yeah.
Yeah, they was strapped. A lot of the ice cream trucks where I grew up, them guys were strapped, man. They ain't play that. You know what I'm saying? But they had everything, especially, you know, if people couldn't, you know, get out their houses or get up to the corner store, or you ain't really have that many grocery stores, you know, they pretty much provided everything, you know. I mean, they had tampons up there, man. They had everything.
On the ice cream truck?
Yeah, on the ice cream truck, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, oranges had ice cream. Like, wow.
Bleach. Yep. Whatever you needed, man. They had it. So they made a lot of money, not just ice cream. Yeah.
Well, I don't blame you. I just don't think anything like that would survive nowadays. I mean, that would be a challenge. But then again, no kids are out playing. They're all sitting in the dark playing on their phone. So it's a different deal. How about G from the shop? I ain't going to begin to even ask you what kind of truck you'd be operating right now if we had a candy truck. G from the shop, what up?
Oh, yeah, man, we had the ice cream truck. We couldn't ride the ice cream truck because the ice cream truck was like the highlight of the day when they come through,
that's
man.
Right.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Right.
You had $2-$3, get a hot sausage, hot pickle sausage, get some cherry clams or some Alexander the Grapes. Yeah, and I'm with Lap, man, because my ice cream truck definitely had other stuff. Like, they sold blunts, Black and Miles. They sold all types of stuff, man, on my. Because they knew we, when they came down the park, we definitely would always need some blunt. But, you know, I've been working my job for 23 years, and I had some good big homies, man, that I worked with that turned me on to a lot of stuff. You know, when you was a kid, you ain't tried too many stuff because you was simple. But your palate, yeah, man, extends, you know what I'm saying? So my old-time workers, man, my big OGs, man, turned me on to corned beef hash. Because I was against beef hash as a kid.
Oh, I love corned beef hash.
But see, it took me to get to be shown that, because back when you was a kid, it looked like dog food, smelled like dog food.
You're right.
My old-timers, man, fried it up real hard one time, Paul, for breakfast. And I'm a corned beef hash, man, addict. I'm still an addict on that, you know. And I had a couple co-workers, man, that just had came home from doing a bid, man, so they were still institutionalized a little bit. One of them had a canteen at the job. He was selling sodas, cup of noodles, and, you know, I was raised on a cup of noodles, Doc, but he turned me on to the hookup. He was selling canned oysters, Doritos, crackers, Slim Jims, so he told me, man, go ahead and cut them oysters up, cut them Slim Jims up, and crumble the Dorito cheese crackers in the cup of noodles while it's hot, stir it up. Man, that's the poor man's delicacy, man, from the pen, man, from the pen. So he taught me to hook up. But the best combination, which I wouldn't have ate as a kid, you know, we ate steak with A1. I would never use A1 as an adult because it ruins the steak. But I'm addicted to steak with the blue cheese crumble on top, Doc. That's my.
Okay.
That's mine.
Been there. Didn't. You should hate yourself right now. You got everybody starving. Appreciate that, G, from the shop. We got time for Ricardo?
We got all the time in the world, Doc.
Ricardo from Northeast. What up?
Not the least, but Northeast.
Northeast.
What's up?
Doctor, Ray Bledsoe. God rest his soul. Northeast.
Okay, God rest his soul.
Ford, yep.
Got the doctor in Denton Day. Man, y'all cracking me up with the ice. You
no, this is Denton, man. Denton starts all this trouble. And he starts this stuff, and I'm going about an enchilada candy and all this candy. And he's a world-class runner. And now you got everybody shook up. You know how much sugar is going to be consumed over the next 4 or 5 hours because of Denton Day.
Well, I hope our age group don't do it. It's like I say, Doc, we can't afford to do it no more. Ice cream, when I buy ice cream and I see it on sale, I might get two of them. Well, it used to be half gallons. They didn't kind of decrease the size of those containers of ice cream. But, man, I buy two of those and two for whatever the price is on sale. Within 2 days, they gone, man. I can't deal with it. But the ice cream, man, the ice cream truck, the good humor, man, that's where you start. But every now and then you still see some ice cream trucks running through.
Yeah, I see it. I'll even hear it sometimes. Once in a while. Yeah. And that's the one venture that I thought would have been monopolized.
It's definitely not. It doesn't seem to be as much as when we were kids, like I said, in the 60s. No. But do you remember the Eddie Murphy routine? He used to, ice cream man, the whole neighborhood, ice cream man. And Eddie, remember, he was the only one that had a little money. He said, I got some ice cream. Remember that? And then he dropped it on the ground and there's some doo-doo. And the other kids were teasing, because he was teasing the kids, saying, you ain't got no money. You all welfare. You remember that? And then he dropped
it. That was stupid. No, it's a part of our culture that we haven't talked about in a long time. That's good stuff, man. Appreciate that. That's good. Dave, where are we going next?
We headed down to Tampa. Let's get Walter on the line.
Let's go down to Tampa. Walter, you might as well just move up here, Slim.
I got some ice cream. That was Eddie Murphy. That was good. Hey, I like the last caller. Hey, Doc, there's ice cream trucks down here now in Clearwater. I see them all, but they go, like, down to the beaches. I don't think they go into the neighborhood. We came up during the time, Doc.
Oh, people
wouldn't
rob you for
27 cents. See, today they'll rob you for 27 cents, man. It's just not safe. And Clearwater's a real safe place, man. It closes down at 10 o'clock. You want some action, 15 minutes, I got Tampa. 15 minutes, I got St. Pete. But where I live, hey, it closes down at 10 o'clock. I like it like that. And we got ice cream trucks, Doc.
Well, all right. I mean, it's I guarantee you, I was starting to think of the ice cream. It was Rocky Road. That's the one where you had marshmallows, and if I recall, there were like cashews, there's an ice cream that was chocolate with nuts and marshmallows in it.
Yeah, it's Rocky Road.
Rocky Road.
Yeah.
Loved it. I mean, that was a good one. Okay, now this next caller, brace yourselves, get your recorders ready, because I guarantee you that Little is going to lay some stuff on us we haven't heard yet. Little, welcome to 980.
Doc, thank you for taking my call. Legend, shout out to your man, Double D. Hey, Doc, back in the 70s and the 80s, some of these callers may not recall it, man. My grandmother had a stationary, a lot of men, G people, Popeland might know, man, had a stationary ice cream truck on Eden Road and Berry Farm, right side outside of the wreck. She sold everything, man. She sold Spam, everything. And she did the thing about it. It was a Chinese store, a little corner store adjacent across, right across from where she'd be outside the Berry Farm wreck. Man, she ran them out of business. And what's happening now, Doc, we still have this outlet where they sell candy and stuff like that, ice cream and pickles and hot sauce and a little bit of everything. But what's happening now in D.C., you got a lot of candy ladies popping up. That's where they're making the money. Ain't too many more ice cream trucks. Right now, the time today, how things is now, ice cream man might get robbed. If he stays, that's why he pop up every once in a while. But what the thing is now, especially I noticed in D.C., it's a rack of candy ladies. You even got some of the candy guys out here selling stuff out of their apartment, over their house. And that's where I'm going at, Doc. Hey, look, piggyback off of Big T, Big Tony. I'm going to tell y'all something, man. RFK Stadium was the only stadium, Doc, and I was a youngster because I was selling it. I was 14 years old selling candy. They had peanuts. And then, and Willie was talking about, damn, I didn't get the ringers on my tip of my tongue. I can't think about it now. Well, I know it was candy canes. It was the only stadium that sold it back in the 60s, in the 70s, in the 80s. The only RFK Stadium. Amen. God bless y'all. Stay up.
My man. All right, Lil. Appreciate that. Tell you what, didn't they? You should be proud of yourself, man. Because you, I mean, a lot of people might have, this would have been on the floor of the meeting room. And yet, you've taken this concept and idea, and look what you've started. Let's see if you can keep it going after what's trending.
Well, Doc, it's a great day to be Lori Markin, and he agreed to a 5-year, $238 million extension with the Utah Jazz. As part of that extension, he can't be traded until at least the 2025-2026 season. Major League Baseball, Nats beat the Giants 11-5. Mackenzie Gore pitched 5 innings and struck out 6, allowing 4 runs. James Wood smashed a 2-run homer in the bottom of the 8th inning, sending that ball 423 feet. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, the Chicago White Sox snapped their 21-game losing streak. It did tie the AL record, but at least they did not break the AL record with a win over the Athletics. In the NFL, New England Patriots are the latest to walk away from the Brandon Ayuk trade table. However, looks like Pittsburgh might be back in play. And that's what's trending.
The ice cream truck in the District of Columbia is endorsed by Lap and Big Tony, who just sent out a text on X and saying it's all legitimate. So, oh boy. And true Commandalorian, Commander's fan base and Commandalorian family grew by one today. Say hello to Hayden Santana Montez. And, got Commander's cap right by the crib, portable crib that you get. So the strong fan base is growing. When did you become a fan? Then you know, remember how old you were?
Of this team?
Yeah, just football fan first.
Football fan in fourth grade and this team in fifth grade after the
fifth grade. Okay, so what was your first football love?
Michael Vick.
Yeah. Oh man. So that means when you fell in love with them, then I'm covering Big East because I covered them. And let me tell you what. First of all, Hokie Nation, as you know, insane, off the charts.
I didn't watch Lane them in Stadium. College.
Oh. God.
Yeah, I was too young.
Okay, I saw him in college. I did maybe 3 of his games from the booth. It was like AI. It was like Allen Iverson's covering Allen, covering Vic, excitement, things you just can't believe you see. But the venues going into it, that's why I have such respect for the West Virginia Mountaineers and their fan base. It started with the rivalry with Maryland. You know, one of the biggest rivalries going, Terps, Mountaineers. And those were vicious clashes. But Vic, there on a Friday night, if you haven't been, and you're a big college football guy, have you done West Virginia at night?
Not at night. I did do it for a noon kick once, though.
Oh, night game. Dude. Oh, man. The muskets, when they go off. You know, that's why college, to me, it's just better because of the... Well, okay, when I say better, each to his own. They're both uniquely positioned to be great on their own. But it's just hard to match the pageantry. That's why Washington, to me, has always been so unique. But Pittsburgh is what it is. Because when you have a collegiate energy about you for a pro franchise, you are unique. Dallas has that. You know, it's that 12-month, it's round-the-clock buzz, like SEC football. It's a round-the-clock buzz. You don't even know who's in the uniform, nor do you really care. All you know is that that uniform, that helmet, those colors, they're in it. And that's what you're gravitated towards, which we, you know, we had here. We at least experienced it. That was always what I told my boys on the West Coast. They said, what's up with D.C.? I said, it's collegiate. You know? It's collegiate. So that's what the Commanders slash back old school Burgundy and Gold, that's what it meant, man. And that's what I long for the most. What I long for the most is to get that back. And you got to get it back by your play on the field. You can be the best supported group in the world, but we're human. You want to be able to have a product. And that's it. So, I guess it's Ingus. Ingus, we'll jump back on it. Ingus said, please, please talk about the Commanders or any sport. Well, this is a sport, was a sport, and was to us, but we have, I don't think we've discounted, you think we've discounted sports? Didn't I? Thought you had a brilliant idea.
No, it's just good quality, hilarious radio.
Yeah, yeah. But I like you, the fact, for preaching out, Ingus. I appreciate you. And we're going to have a whole bunch, and I hope they give us a whole bunch to talk about. But we're not robots. We don't just do it to do it. We do what we feel. And right now we're feeling like, and we didn't start this. This started, it was generated, you know, by what was in the news. And we just, and I say Denton's genius, was to take it to a whole different level. And it started by the Arizona candy burrito. Angus, we didn't start this. They did. And that was pretty much a nationwide story, if I'm not correct. And so, but what I love, we love freedom of speech. We love your opinions. And we don't expect everybody to agree, but it is what it is. And, but we do hear the people. I sent you, we were talking about, is there anything that when you start talking about GOAT status or greatest of, or now the 10 most dominant athletes of all time. And I sent that to Denton, and we were talking about it, and there were maybe, what, two or three people? We didn't know who it was, who they were, or hadn't heard of it?
Yeah, there's a couple on this ESPN list. It was like someone from cricket on there.
Yes, ESPN list. That's true. I'm not sure. But it's interesting to say 10 most dominant athletes of all time and have two names on here that I doubt if the general public would have known. Maybe you did, more so than me. But anything that starts off like this and Tiger Woods is 10th, that makes me want to really take a deep dive. Soon as you saw it, didn't it make you think that? Jordan is one. If Tiger's 10, aren't you curious?
It definitely grabbed my attention.
Yeah, that's what got me. And maybe they did it this way on purpose. You know, maybe just hooking us in. Just hooking us on it. But I've watched, I don't know if you caught that special that's been rolling out on Serena. It's magnificent. I didn't know she went through some of the things she went through. The health scares, the operations. I mean, that she went through a lot of surgeries on things that I'd heard about it for the first time. She's a beast. I mean, committed, ferocious. I mean, it's just, I think the more you get into the sports other than football, and you know we love football. But to be quite honest with you now, folks, they're not really playing football yet. The moment they start really playing tackle football, man, ain't nobody going to be on it more than me. But the dress rehearsal thing, the walkthroughs, and the panty Olympics, not my thing. Not at all. But you get plenty of coverage from it, from everybody else. No doubt about it. But I, and the Olympics, I get it. I mean, it's just so much, and so much to dig and to really get involved with. So I love that. And when the Curly W's win, I just got a smile on my face, man. Feel good about it. James Wood, legit, we deserve it. You deserve a top prospect to be a top prospect and to grow in this game. And he'll ups and downs. To do his eye for the ball is outstanding. And, you know, once he starts elevating that thing out these ballparks, I didn't initially think of him like that as a slot swarm, as a guy hitting the ball to all fields and being athletic. But this brother may be a power guy. Yeah, he may be a power guy. Build a little bit like Judd. Judd, to me, is just amazing. This dude, the way he hits home runs, and for his size, to be that athletic in the field, also impressive. We're rumbling up on High Noon. We'll take a break. The Team 9 listener line, 301-230-0980. You can hit your boy up on X at Rick Doc Walker, and we'll do what we do. Sorry, no underscores, no BTP. Back in a moment. The ice cream truck in the District of Columbia is endorsed by Lap and Big Tony, who just sent out a text on X and saying it's all legitimate. So, oh boy. And true Commandalorian, Commander's fan base and Commandalorian family grew by one. Today, say hello to Hayden Santana Montez. And got Commander's cap right by the crib, portable crib that you get. So the strong fan base is growing. When did you become a fan? And you know, remember how old you were?
Of this team?
Yeah, just football fan first.
Football fan in fourth grade and this team in fifth grade after the
fifth grade. Okay, so what was your first football love?
Michael Vick.
Yeah. Oh man. So that means when you fell in love with them, then I'm covering Big East because I covered them. And let me tell you what. First of all, Hokie Nation, as you know, insane, off the charts.
I didn't watch Lane them in Stadium. College.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was too Man. Young.
Okay, I saw him in college. I did maybe three of his games from the booth. It was like AI. It was like Allen Iverson's covering Allen, covering Vic, excitement, things you just can't believe you see. But the venues going into it, that's why I have such respect for the West Virginia Mountaineers and their fan base. It started with the rivalry with Maryland. You know, one of the biggest rivalries going, Terps, Mountaineers. And those were vicious clashes. But Vic, there on a Friday night, if you haven't been, and you're a big college football guy, have you done West Virginia at night?
Not at night. I did do it for a noon kick once, though.
Oh, night game. Dude. Oh, man. The muskets, when they go off. You know, that's why college, to me, it's just better. Because of the... Well, okay. When I say better, each to his own. They're both uniquely positioned to be great on their own. But it's just hard to match the pageantry. That's why Washington, to me, has always been so unique. What Pittsburgh is what it is. Because when you have a collegiate energy about you for a pro franchise, you are unique. Dallas has that. You know, it's that 12-month, it's round-the-clock buzz, like SEC football. It's a round-the-clock buzz. You don't even know who's in the uniform, nor do you really care. All you know is that uniform, that helmet, those colors, they're in it. And that's what you're gravitated towards, which we had here. We've at least experienced it. That was always what I told my boys on the West Coast. They said, what's up with D.C.? I said, it's collegiate. You know? It's collegiate. So that's what the Commanders flashback, old school Bergen and Gold, that's what it meant, man. And that's what I long for the most. What I long for the most is to get that back. And you got to get it back by your play on the field. You can be the best supported group in the world, but we're human. You want to be able to have a product. And that's it. So, I guess it's Ingus. Ingus, we'll jump back on it. Ingus said, please, please talk about the Commanders or any sport. Well, this is a sport, was a sport, and was to us, but I don't think we've discounted. You think we've discounted sports? Didn't I? Thought you had a brilliant idea.
No, it's just good quality, hilarious radio.
Yeah. But I like your fact for preaching out, Ingus. I appreciate you. And we're going to have a whole bunch, and I hope they give us a whole bunch to talk about. But we're not robots. We don't just do it to do it. We do what we feel. And right now we're feeling like, and we didn't start this. This started, it was generated, you know, by what was in the news, and I say Denton's genius was to take it to a whole different level. And it started by the Arizona candy burrito. Ingus, we didn't start this. They did. And that was pretty much a nationwide story, if I'm not correct. And so, but what I love, we love freedom of speech. We love your opinions. And we don't expect everybody to agree, but it is what it is. And but we do hear the people. I sent you, we've talked about, is there anything that when you start talking about GOAT status or greatest of, or now the 10 most dominant athletes of all time? And I sent that to Denton, and we were talking about it, and there were maybe, two or three people we didn't know who it was, who they were, or hadn't heard of it?
Yeah, there's a couple on this ESPN list. There's like someone from cricket on there.
Yes, ESPN list. That's true.
Nah, I
don't follow cricket. Now, I think it was. I'm not sure. But it's interesting to say 10 most dominant athletes of all time and have two names on here that I doubt if the general public would have known. Maybe you did, more so than me. But anything that starts off like this, and Tiger Woods is 10th, that makes me want to really take a deep dive. As soon as you saw it, didn't it make you think that? Jordan is 1. If Tiger's 10, aren't you curious?
It definitely grabbed my attention.
Yeah, that's what got me. And maybe they did it this way on purpose. You know, maybe just hooking us in, just hooking us on it. But I've watched. I don't know if you caught that special that's been rolling out on Serena. It's magnificent. I didn't know she went through some of the things she went through. The health scares, the operations. I mean, that she went through a lot of surgeries on things that I'd heard about it for the first time. She's a beast. I mean, committed, ferocious. I mean, it's just, I think the more you get into the sports other than football, and you know we love football, but to be quite honest with you now, folks, they're not really playing football yet. the moment they start really playing tackle football, man, ain't nobody going to be on it more than me. But the dress rehearsal thing, the walkthroughs, and the panty Olympics, not my thing. Not at all. But you get plenty of coverage from it, from everybody else. No doubt about it. But and the Olympics, I get it. I mean, it's just so much, and so much to dig and to really get involved with. So I love that. And when the Curly W's win, I just got a smile on my face, man. Feel good about it. James Wood, legit, we deserve it. You deserve a top prospect to be a top prospect and to grow in this game. And he'll ups and downs. To do his eye for the ball is outstanding. And, you know, once he starts elevating that thing out these ballparks, I didn't initially think of him like that as a slalom, as a guy hitting the ball to all fields and being athletic. But this brother may be a power guy. Yeah, he may be a power guy. Bill, a little bit like Judd. Judd, to me, is just amazing. This dude, the way he hits home runs, and for his size, to be that athletic in the field, also impressive. We're rumbling up on high noon. We'll take a break. The Team 9 listener line, 301-230-0980. You can hit your boy up on X at Rick Doc Walker, and we'll do what we do. Sorry, no underscores, no BTP. Back in a moment.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.